that they should take it to one of these sites?
I'm going to come back a day on you, because if you don't mail it in before October 24th, which
I'm Janitara Begum, and I work in Operation Unite, and you're tuned to 90.7 FM WGXC. ACRA.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and international residency center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk, Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lenox Local in Lenox, Massachusetts. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Trump's lies take lives. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, with Dennis Moynihan in our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. All governments lie. Those are the words of the legendary independent journalist I.F. Stone in 1965, critiquing official U.S. statements on the so-called progress of the Vietnam War. He added, speaking of President Lyndon Johnson, quote, "It's dangerous to trust anything he says," unquote. Half a century later, President Donald Trump is taking lying to a whole new level. The Washington Post fact checker documented 22,247 Trump lies during his first term through late August. When asked why the pace of Trump's lies has increased over the course of his presidency, journalist Daniel Dale, CNN's full-time Trump fact checker, replied, "He's talking more." The deadly consequences of Trump's lies have been laid bare by the coronavirus pandemic. With less than 5% of the world's population, the United States has 20% of the world's COVID-19 infections and deaths, more than 8.3 million infected people, and over 220,000 deaths. How is it possible the world's richest country, with public health institutions that were, until recently, the gold standard globally, could fail so tragically? Much of the blame falls squarely on Donald Trump, who's lied from the start about this ever-worsening COVID catastrophe.
"We have it totally under control."
Those are the words of President Trump boasting on January 22nd. On February 7th, Trump told journalist Bob Woodward the coronavirus was...
"It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus. You know, people don't realize we lose 25,000, 30,000 people a year here. Who would ever think that, right?"
"I know.
It's pretty amazing." "And then I say, well, is that the same thing?
For
this is more deadly. This is five per, you know, this is 5% versus 1% and less than 1%. You know, so this is deadly stuff."
Yet he publicly repeated,
"Miraculously goes away."
Trump claimed,
"Anybody that needs a test gets a test. They're there. They have the test."
An absolute lie. Across the country, there's been a devastating lack of access to tests, masks, and other PPE, that's personal protective equipment, with no coherent federal pandemic response. A Columbia University study published this week blames, quote, "the abject failures of U.S. government policies for anywhere from 130,000 to 210,000 preventable COVID-19 deaths in the U.S., based on comparisons to other countries that have fared far better." Almost all states are now experiencing a sustained surge, with a national average of over 60,000 new COVID-19 cases per day and almost 1,000 daily deaths. Many states now being hit the hardest are those with Trump-allied governors who repeated his lies, refusing to impose mask mandates, forcing schools to reopen, and aggressively pushing bars and restaurants to open without restriction. The coronavirus doesn't just strike geographically. It impacts different communities differently, exposing inequality and racism. More than 2 million U.S. prisoners are trapped in close quarters, usually without access to basic protections against COVID-19 infections, masks, hand hygiene, social distancing, and adequate ventilation. The New York Times reports at least 242,000 people, including prisoners, guards, and other staff, have been infected in prisons and jails in the U.S., and at least 1,400 have died. On Tuesday, a court in California ordered the state to reduce the prisoner population of its notorious maximum security San Quentin prison by half through transfers or parole. Three-quarters of the prisoner population at San Quentin has tested positive so far. 28 of them have died. But while dismissing or downplaying these terrible statistics, Trump does care about some numbers. TV ratings, for example. Although he lost in the ratings matchup with Joe Biden in the recent dueling town halls broadcast on different networks simultaneously, Trump cares about crowd sizes, from forcing his press secretary to lie about his inaugural crowd on the first full day of his presidency, to exaggerating the size of his crowds at his current spate of rallies, where his fans gather shoulder to shoulder, mostly without masks. One figure that Trump must hate is the record-shattering number of people voting early. People want to avoid crowded polling places during the pandemic or are concerned by Republican efforts to suppress the vote and want to ensure their ballot is submitted and counted without being challenged or discarded. These early votes are widely believed to favor Joe Biden over Trump. The latest figures indicate over 43 million people have already voted. In recent weeks, as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to scourge the U.S. and the world, Trump has repeated yet another lie. "We're rounding the curve," he says. He sounds like General Westmoreland, commander of the U.S. forces in Vietnam during the Johnson administration, who lied that there was light at the end of the tunnel. Journalist I.F. Stone regularly shredded the lies told by Westmoreland and other architects of that disastrous war, documenting the deceptions in his famous weekly newsletter. As Trump continues to lie about voter fraud, saying the election is being rigged against him, a bipartisan cross-section of U.S. society, from mass movements to the political establishment, has converged to defeat him and to send him a clear message: the truth hurts. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
Who is community radio for?
It's for people.
You mean it's for the people?
What's the difference between people and the people?
People you see on the street are people. You can see them. You can't see the people. There's too many to see.
You can't see anything on the radio anyway.
That's what's great about radio. There's nothing to see.
That means you can drive at the same time you listen to the radio.
Do you think it's safe to operate a motor vehicle while listening to WGXC?
Is it safe to use power tools while listening to WGXC?
90.7 FM. WGXC.
Want me to hit that, but I'm focused on a big bag. I'll let you fuck when I get back. Now I'm making bigger moves. I've been lied on, I've been ridiculed. Pitiful. They'll switch up on you for an interview. Yeah, they'll switch up on you for an interview. I'm in front. Everywhere I go with a gun. Every case I caught, I go on a route. Every folk I see gon' go on the jump. Every pick I take, I'm home in the blunt. Every I'm gon' go home and I want. I remember I was down in the dumps. I was feeding, giving them lunch. Yeah. But I remember. My bitch pregnant, my mom's in the hospital, dying. Damn, it was early December. I'm losing my crib. Oof. My life in a blender. I really said what I did and I did what I said. I was never one of these pretenders. Some gave up on me. Should've never gave up on me. I made it, homie.
and rewarded everybody who waited on me. I'm about to switch, and I'm about to switch back. Life is, yeah, I get you big, man. Bow, look, give me a break, Kit Kat. I know she want me to hit that, but I'm focused on a big bag. I let you fuck when I get back. I gave them my life.
I gave them my life.
I gave them all me. I see you balling, but how you gonna win against the winners? Boy, you playing the wrong team. Yeah. I let the doggies off the dog leash. Huh? Yeah. I let the doggies off the dog leash. Yeah.
Oh my God. Welcome to the Clubhouse Radio, live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Accra, Catskill Hudson. That was Fabio, 4 and 13, going on 30. We're in front of our studio audience, preparing to bring you an interview with Vern. We'll kick off our show after the local news and.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That was a Clubhouse original theme song by DJ WIC. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of news and music. The views, and our interview. I'm sorry I didn't mention that. Our interview also with Vern. The views we express in Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. I'm DJ Popcorn.
RTG Rally.
Nate.
And Imani.
And Imani's here too. So, before we get into this, I just want to give you guys a quick word. Hey everyone, so it's DJ Popcorn. I'm here to just remind you quick that we need your help to keep our youth voices on the radio. We want you guys to hear our voices, opinions, and wonderful music. We have a variety of different topics we touch on, and what better way to do that than to donate to WGXC.org or WGXC.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. Okay, are we on? We're on? Okay, so back to what I was saying. Now it's me, DJ Popcorn.
RTG.
And we got Nate, and we got
Imani.
And we got Imani. Okay, so I'm here to introduce our segment. So we're here with our segment. We've got Vern today, and we're here for our lovely interview. Vern, if you want to introduce yourself. Vern?
I'm here.
Okay. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, you are now speaking with Big Vern from the Drive Time Radio Show every Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM, Hudson, Acre, Catskill. A-H-O-D, which means all hands on deck, Hudson City. What's good with you?
Thank you. So we're here. We got a couple questions for you. We're going to ask you about the radio and a little bit more. So first question, Nate, if you want to start us off.
Yeah. How long have you been on the air?
I would say we've been on WGXC for 11 years. I'm going to say 10 to 11 years.
Dang.
We started out on a show called Barbershop Talks. And it was an hour once a month, and it was crazy because you guys might be in a similar situation, but when we started on the radio, we wasn't really sure what we could say or couldn't say. So shout out to DJ Popcorn, because I was a DJ before I came on the radio, so I knew how to mix things down. So what we would do is we would record our show in my living room, and then we would take that recording to WGXC, cut it up, make sure it was good, and put it out. And I'm going to say, I mean, Lynn and Tom could help me out, but I'm going to say at least 10 or 11 years we've been on air. Y'all good?
Yeah, we're good. Okay, so on to the next question.
Why do you do what you do? Like, what made you start doing what you do?
The original show that I just mentioned, which was Barbershop Talks, was we were at a point where we started a nonprofit, and the purpose of our nonprofit was to teach young black men and women how to be leaders. And WGXC came to the barbershop because we did it in a barbershop. We had all our meetings there, and it was a platform for people that look like us and sound like us to be able to be on the air and talk about some things that normally they just have to talk about on social media. But what happened was we realized that it was a bigger picture. It wasn't just about us. It was about our community, which this is community radio. So we started out on some real black power. Like we was real black power, everything. But we realized that in order to get things done, we needed to include everybody. So we included everybody, and now we're on Drive Time, and I might be biased, but we got the best show on the air.
Okay. So the next question that comes from me, DJ Popcorn. So what do you like to discuss on your radio show? What's some of the stuff you guys talk about sometimes?
DJ Popcorn, right now, you tell me the top five things that's going on anywhere. Anywhere. I don't care if it's in Hudson, in Catskill, in Kansas. You tell me about it.
The coronavirus.
Absolutely. We talk about that. We talk about the coronavirus. We all know that there has been a breakout in the White House. Trump has it and a bunch of his staff. We talk about that. Go ahead. Keep going.
Black Lives Matter, voting.
100%, you know. I think the bigger issue with Black Lives Matter is that we brought on a couple people that kind of, I won't say they don't think that Black Lives Matter, but they're more on the angle of all lives matter. So we sat them down to have an intelligent conversation about why people say Black Lives Matter. Keep going.
Okay, it's good. It's all about perspective. Mm-hmm. Like one thing that a lot of people are talking about is like the virtual school thing. That's pretty big.
Virtual school. Actually, we just talked about that this week on Wednesday. Every Wednesday, 4 to 6, Drive Time, with Big Vern Slay, aka the Honorable Mayor of Hud City, Rainier, aka the Grand, my sister India, J Mac, and my big bro from North Carolina, Ed Mac. We spoke about virtual learning because we wanted to talk about the parents that are not following the rules, you know, maybe screaming in the background, walking around. There has been reports of parents, you know, acting the fool. Yeah. So we did have that conversation. Yep.
Definitely. So the next question I got for you is, what were some of your inspirations growing up?
I grew up in HUD. Like I'm originally from Hudson. I grew up in Hudson. There was a lot of people that did a lot of great things for me. I was able to go to a HBCU because of the people in Hudson. So I was able to understand what it's like to be black and to own things. I remember my first day in orientation at Morris Brown College, and they told us, which is in Atlanta, they told us, you shop at the black malls and you shop at the black grocery stores. And me being from Hudson, I was like, we don't have that. And they were like, well, we have them. And this is what you do.
Definitely.
So I think a lot of my inspiration was so many people helped me get to where I am right now. And that's one of the greatest things about being from Hudson is that we all look out for each other. So it was just my duty to make sure that anybody underneath of me had the opportunity that I had, and if not more.
Definitely. So what were some of the things you were doing in quarantine? That's a big question because quarantine is like, it's not over yet, but you know, we're moving on and we're in like the last few stages. So that's just a question.
That's a dope question, man. During quarantine, I'm an essential worker. I am an inbound freight coordinator for one of the biggest employee companies in our county. So basically what happens is that all the food that comes into this building, I schedule. So I was working during the quarantine. And then when I was not working, I was programming shows for WJXE. The Zoom made it possible for us to be able to have guests that we didn't have to sit down with. So we could reach out to people in Hawaii or people in Wyoming and have them on our show so we can get a world perspective of what's going on and kind of relate that to what's going on where we are. So during the quarantine, I was working, I doing radio and just trying to stay sane. No dead air, guys. Let's go. I'm ready. Keep them coming.
We have Nate again. Or, no, we have actually DJ Sean Money wants to ask you a question.
So, my question was, what made you want to keep going? Like, what made you want to keep doing the radio?
Your motivation.
Motivation? I'll tell you what, man. Like, when we first started out, and, I mean, you guys and ladies are dealing with this now. When you start a radio show out, people, they want to support you, but they really don't. They tell you they're going to listen, but then when you talk to them and be like, yo, did you like what I said? They don't know what you said. So, like, we was trying to find our niche. Like, we really tried to find where we belong. But it was a show that we did, and her name is Denisha Roberts. And it was a show because she had alopecia. And alopecia, at the time, I didn't know what it was. But one morning, this young lady woke up, and on Facebook, she posted a picture and said, listen, I have alopecia. I'm not afraid. This is who I am. But everybody was like, you got to reach out to Vern and KK, the Honorable Slay Diddy, Mayor Kamal Johnson, and let them know they can bring you on the radio show. So we brought her on the radio show, and we were able to give her a platform. And from that moment on, we just knew that this platform that WGXC provides us is so great. So we do this like we're getting paid.
Yeah,
definitely.
And at the end of the day, we are. Because the Clubhouse radio show is dope. And I'm not saying that we inspired you guys, but in order to be a radio show on WGXC, you have to be voted on. Yeah. And you guys are doing exactly what you need to be doing. And I hope you guys continue because you have a dope radio show.
Thank you.
And ask me anything. I'm here.
Okay, so our next question comes from RTG.
Do you have any regrets of, like, like things that you want to take back, that you, like mistakes that you've made on your way up?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna tell you, that's a good question. Cause shout out to Pop Blue, God bless him. That's Ray's dad. On the show, they call me Stern Vern. Cause I mean, for me and DJ Popcorn, if as a DJ, you don't fear the mic. That's your friend. You understand what control is. So being on the microphone, I don't have fear. So I deal with it just like if we talking face to face. So a couple times, like somebody will call into our show and y'all get a good laugh. They talking spicy. I'll bang on them. I'm just me. And I kind of regret that. I'm better now, but I had to get better because even though I might not agree with what they're saying, I got to let them live. That's what it is. So I do regret the earlier stages when we started out. I was banging on mad people like, bang, get out of here. Bang. No, I don't want to hear that. Bang. Then, you know, talking to Slay, who's now the mayor, he's like, bro, you got to calm down. Like, we got to let people live. So I do regret that. But at the same time, my name's Stern Vern, so I had to live up to it.
Isn't that basically just part of building character? Like, that was you at the time. So, like, you had to do what you had to do, basically.
Definitely,
so
over time, growth and development, you know, taking the time to evolve and assimilate to new things. It's just, you know.
So the reason why I picked that one is because it is, but I don't want you guys to have to go through that because the opportunity that you have on WGXC, it's amazing. Like, listen, WGXC has the potential to reach 77,000 listeners. Like right now, and I'm not even going, I ain't even going to hold y'all. If you and I go out somewhere and we with Slay or something and we start talking, people recognize us from our voice from the radio. Like the power that you have from this platform is amazing. Sometimes it's so amazing that you don't even realize it. So I told that part of the story. It was kind of a trick so that you can realize, like, listen, hold your tongue, let people live. Don't go through what I went through, because this is a great opportunity for y'all. And if I'm on your show, that's big props.
Facts. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that. So before we close out this segment, I just wanted to thank you for being on today. Before we go into our next half with the news, mm-hmm. So
news,
yeah, we got the news.
They just had the news.
We have two news segments. Both done by Philip Grant, by the way. Shout out to Philip Grant. We had him on one day, actually. It was actually a pretty cool experience. You know, we got to meet Phil.
I didn't know he was black, bro.
Me either.
No cap.
Me neither, bro.
I didn't until I actually met him.
Facts.
It was actually a really fun experience because he's actually one of the most humble people I've ever met. Phil is a really good person.
He's dope, bro. Yeah, he really has a son. Yo, but y'all got to do me a favor, right? Because my guys is listening in. Y'all got to give a shout out to the Honorable Slade Diddy and to Rainier. You got to give a shout out to J-Mac. Y'all, shout out Slade. Slade listening in right now. He's the mayor.
Shout out to Slade. Shout out to Slade.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to Ray-Mac.
I'm surprised y'all ain't have the mayor on here. He's the mayor, huh?
Did we? Yeah.
Did we? Have we? I don't know
maybe.
If we have.
We could try to get that. We should
make some arrangements.
Yeah.
Actually, quick plug. We can actually have him do that. If you're listening right now, Hudson Mayor, WGX, not WGXC, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, OURTOWN, OUR. Yeah, it's not our pledge yet.
Popcorn.
Yo, what's up?
All right. I'm going to count it down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Invite the mayor on. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Mayor, I would like you to come on our show because I think it would be a very good opportunity for you to express your feelings and your voice and your opinion and give it to the youth so we can get your opinion out there. We love you, bro.
Whoa. Big ups.
Holla.
Big ups. But, yeah, but now we go again to the 6:30 news.
Feel me?
I'm here.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Walden is reporting for the Columbia Paper. A major construction project proposed by property owner Salvador Cacino was discussed at the COPEG Planning Board's October 1st meeting. At that meeting, some board members pointed out that because of the magnitude of the project, the law requires Cacino to create a plan to prevent stormwater pollution before he can be allowed to proceed. Cacino's attorney, Michael Sussman, argued it is not within the planning board's purview to require such a plan. On and off since 2017, town officials have been wrangling with two site plan reviews of Cacino's proposal to construct multiple new structures on his 300-acre property, and he gets permits for those illegally constructed as ordered by the court. In July, the board determined Cacino's applications to be complete and ordered them submitted to the Columbia County Planning Board for review. Although the board was scheduled to vote on the plan by now, it has not done so because at least three members believe additional information is necessary before a decision can be made. Specifically, the Stormwater Pollution Prevention Plan. Sussman said his client had, and I quote, been promised a vote, end quote, now. Instead, new requirements are being imposed 62 days later. The attorney alleged the new requirements are intended to, and I quote, to delay the project, end quote. Deputy Planning Board Chairman Chris Grant asked Ken Dow, the board's attorney, to prepare a written legal opinion that answers the question of whether the stormwater plan is required and if it is within the purview of the planning board to require it as part of the site plan review. Read more about this story in the Columbia Paper. Patricia R. Doxey's reporting for the Daily Freeman. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro has been chosen president of the New York State County Executives Association, effective October 6. Molinaro was elected to a two-year term to lead the association, which represents the 19 counties that have executives as their chief elected official. He succeeded Albany County Executive Daniel P. McCoy.
In a statement following his election, Molinaro said county leaders are working together to battle the coronavirus pandemic and the threat the virus poses to the people and the economy. According to a press release announcing his election, Molinaro said, and I quote, "We all need to work together, and we need a strong partnership with the federal, state, and local governments on behalf of all New Yorkers," end quote. Molinaro was elected Dutchess County's 7th Dutchess County Executive in 2011. He was reelected for a third term in 2019. Molinaro also serves as second vice president of the New York State Association of Counties. Molinaro was first elected to public office at the age of 18 in 1994, serving on the Village of Tivoli Board of Trustees, and in 1995 he became the youngest mayor in the United States. He was reelected mayor 5 times and elected 4 times to the Dutchess County Legislature. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Eduardo Medina is reporting for the Times Union. Approximately 68,000 National Grid customers in the Albany area were still without power on Friday, October the 9th. A deadly thunderstorm knocked down trees and power lines throughout the region midweek. Many of those without power in their homes started queuing up in their vehicles at Crossgate Mall at 8 a.m. Friday for a handout of dry ice promised by National Grid that never materialized. The giveaway was scheduled to begin at 10 a.m., and by 11:30 a.m., it was clear the dry ice would not be arriving anytime soon. A National Grid spokesperson on the scene said a shipment of dry ice might arrive later. She attributed the no-show delivery to a short supply of the product. Similar giveaways were also scheduled in Schenectady and Rensselaer counties. WNYT Albany is reporting thousands in the Berkshires region of western Massachusetts were also without power. For some, restoration was not expected until Saturday, October 10th. A family in West Springfield said they were lucky to be alive after a massive tree came crashing through their roof. Edward Pajak said, and I quote, "My power line is sitting on my front lawn over there, coiled up. It is not even hooked to the house anymore. So I have no idea when I'm going to get power back," end quote. The power utility, Eversource Energy, released a statement saying it understood the frustration experienced by its customers and the effort to get the lights back on continued. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
About you, but I ain't tryna die young. I don't like to brag about the that I done. I took good care of the streets, I'm an icon. I got snake by some took care of my son. I ain't put that on a lawyer, got them titled. The way you wrote that statement, you a writer. You told on them in the station, gave them right up. DD did time with no lawyer, with survival. I'ma cut your head off, hang with my rivals. Catch a case while you a felon, I say it's my gun. They got my picture in the fence, say I'm a disciple. They say I switched up cause I don't believe in the Bible. First time on the head, I kept my eyes closed. Only nigga I'm scared of is John Doe. And no supporter, make your time slow. Just a real nigga without trying to. See the trenches head made up. Lil' nigga got my weight up. Hard work and dedication. Street need a prayer. 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 It be your dog, it be your dog. It's so crazy what happened to law. When the streets took baby D, your head came with a flaw. Granny asked me what new ski at, it's crushing my heart. Trying to smoke on some Zaza, just pass me the tops. The reason I can't trust y'all, you talking to ops. They be strange when they say they love you. They say I changed when I got 100. You can't complain, cause I've been 100.
From what time inside the trenches, buying different bullets. Hop out of college, right into the bushes. Run right on them while them niggas looking. Blood in my eyes, they trying to get me. I'm the most wanted in my city. I'm the most hated in my city. Gotta watch out for the niggas who gon' envy.
So, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. You were just listening to Straight Prayer by Lil Durk. Before we get into this, I just like want to let you know, just a quick reminder, that we need you, we really need you guys' help to keep our voices on the radio. Our opinions, music, and variety of topics is really good, and we think that you guys should really hear this. And there's no really better way to do that than to donate to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400. Back to our segment. So we have Vern still on here. Vern, if you want to come back in. Vern?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We've got Vern back on.
So, I got a message for you guys.
Yeah?
The mayor just reached out to me. He said, whenever you guys need him, he's available. He would love to come on your show.
That's good.
That was fast.
That's really fast.
He's really listening in. Like, we support y'all. We understand what y'all going through. So, he hit me.
It's good to have a mayor that's in tune with the youth.
Yeah, well, I mean, before he was a mayor, he was 100% the youth guy.
That's good.
Somebody from HUD knows that that's what he really lives, he breathes, he's big on the youth, so he's there, yo.
That's good. So, I'm gonna hit you with a hard question right off the bat, just to go in.
Let's go.
All right, so this is a really hard question. I don't know if you're going to be able to answer this one.
Okay.
So, what does the radio show mean to you? Big question.
Your radio show or mine?
Yours. What does your radio show mean to you? Or your radio show in general mean to you?
It means that I'm able, and it's not singular, so that we're able to provide a platform for people to voice their opinions and deal with situations to a wide audience. I take this serious. Like for us, our show comes on Wednesday. I am doing research and prep from Thursday to Wednesday morning. Like, and one thing about it is that I remember trying to convince Slay, who's now the mayor, that I needed him to be on this show with me, but I couldn't pay him. But I needed 300%. And he bought in. And the radio show means a ton to us because it's our way to be able to talk to the community, but it's also therapy for us. You know, sometimes we can get out some conversations that we don't normally get to have. So the radio means a ton to me. And I have to do this. Shout out to my daughter, Shirley. I love you. She's from Catskill. Well, she's from HUD. She live in Catskill. But she listening in. Shout out to my daughter.
Okay, thank you. We also have a question from Imani right here. We've got Imani with the question quick, so we're going to hand the mic over to her.
Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to know, what helped you be fearless on the radio?
That's a great question. Growing up, I was an outstanding basketball player, but I was in church. My mom made us go to church, and my mom made us do a lot of public speaking. So public speaking was easy for me. But then I got to that like 17, 18 age, and I was in the clubs, and I was popping, and I wanted to be a DJ. But back then, you couldn't be a DJ out the gate. Like, you had to carry crates. You had to be a hype man. You had to do all these different things before you actually was able to DJ. So once I did all that, by the time I got to the radio, I'm sitting in a room But like, you guys probably sitting in the room, I don't know, because of COVID, but it's like 4 or 5 people, you know? So it was like, oh, this is nothing. The fact that so many people are listening, okay, maybe. But once you start going, it's easy money. So I just think like my mom making us do certain things, teaching us certain things, and then being a DJ. And Popcorn can tell you, this Popcorn, if he's a legit DJ, he should have no fear of touching that mic. Actually, he should want it all the time.
Now, I got a question. So you said you played basketball, right?
Yes, I did.
Would you say, like, you still play basketball? Like, would you say, like, you were, like, I don't know, a D1 player? Like, how far was your basketball career?
I actually went D2. I went to HBCU. Went to Morris Brown, D2. Came back. Shout out to Daryl Jordan. God bless him. He passed away, but he is from Catskill. I actually went over and played with Henry Hay and stuff like that in Columbia Green. But I, like, for me, basketball was a way out. I remember being younger and things really going on in Hudson, like some really next level stuff. But the older guys wouldn't allow me to be involved with that. They're like, you got a future. So concentrate on that. Get in school. You know what I'm saying? Focus on that. I remember trying to get involved in stuff like that, and they wouldn't allow it. Like, no, go home right now. I'm going to punch you in the face. Go home. So I just think that our city, and even Casco, I got a lot of love for Casco. When I was younger, it was the Battle of the Bridges.
That's crazy.
But I got a lot of love for Casco because I realized that the difference between Casco and Hudson is that bridge. That's real talk. Like, as you guys grow older, you're going to realize that those guys on the other side, they just like you. And if you think about it in a bigger scale, if you mix Casco and Hudson together as far as athletics, we could take on Albany, Troy, Schenectady. We could beat any of them. But we beef with each other all the time that it doesn't happen. So I think that when it came to basketball, like, again, shout out to Daryl Jordan. Like, he really put me in my place to make me realize, like, it's not where you're from, it's where you at. And if you nice, you nice. It don't matter where you're from. So, yeah. But I'm D2, baby. I got some numbers out there. You better ask about me if you don't know.
Word. So, we got RTG with another question.
Is it hard to hear and take constructive criticism about your show, and how do you deal with it?
I tell you, in the beginning, it was hard. It was hard for us because we was putting so much effort into it. And let me go back. It was hard for me. Shout out to the mayor. Slay is the perfect mayor because even before, he was able to kind of weave through that bad criticism. Me, I was more like, yo, we putting a lot of pressure into this. We putting a lot of effort. But now I'm at the point where, no, it's no problem. Because no matter what, even if they criticize us, how can they criticize us without listening? So I'll take that.
Yeah.
At least you took the time to listen to me, so I'll take it. But it is, I mean, you got to have some tough skin in radio, you know? But the bigger picture is preparation. If you prepare and you know you good, it doesn't matter because you're going to reach the masses and they're going to rock. And I like how you guys have that 5:30 meeting where you're getting stuff right. I respect it, man. Like, I'm a fan of y'all's. I like it.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So can I do something?
You valid.
Can I ask y'all some questions?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know why? Because most of the time when people get interviewed, they don't. I want to turn it up. All right. So my question is to everybody in the room.
Yeah.
Your dream interview, and why? Who's your dream interview and why?
RTG. My dream interview is, I really don't even know. Like, I would like to have someone very, very, very big.
RG, you jumped up quick. Yeah. Now you're digging.
Definitely. So we have Imani.
I feel like so if Juice WRLD was still alive, I would want to interview him because his mindset is literally so different from everyone that I've ever known.
Yeah, Juice WRLD, a different type of dude, yeah. But I mean, even you could have an interview about the things that Juice WRLD went through. There's so many people connected to him that are still here.
Definitely.
Including me.
Same.
Anybody else? Favorite interview and why?
Let me see.
Who I would want to have on?
Yeah.
Definitely. I would want to interview LeBron James because he's just someone I look up to. Like, he's just definitely my idol. Like, if I had... Oh, shout out to LeBron, actually. I don't know if he's ever going to hear this, but shout out to LeBron.
Facts, right.
Because he's going to get his fourth ring tonight. You can even quote me on this. Everyone knows it's going to happen, but that's okay. Besides that, yeah, I would really want to interview him because, you know, he's in a lot of conversations about who the greatest basketball player is, but not to branch off to that too much. Yeah, I just think that is my idol, so that's who I would want to interview.
So, Nate, who would be your idol? Because I want to know.
Oh, Stephen Curry. One of the best three-point shooters of all time, so.
I got another question for everybody. Did everybody answer that?
We good? Yeah, I didn't. Mine was over LeBron James.
Yeah, facts.
But okay. That's it.
All right, my next question in 5 years, where do you guys see yourself at individually?
Me, I'll probably say college.
Oh yeah, facts. I'll definitely be in college.
I'm definitely gonna be in college.
I can't tell the future, so I really don't
know. I don't know if I'm definitely gonna be in college, but I really want to go to college. But I know that I'm gonna pick up a trade early. So like this, the radio show is a good trade that I can pick up early. And I already know how to do it, so if, like, the time being, if I, like, ever need a job where I'm struggling, I can always turn to radio. If someone was hiring, definitely. But also, as another trade, definitely sports is something, because I'm good at sports, and that's just something I would also want to
get into sports, or probably something with, like, sound engineering, because I would say I'm pretty good at it. That's me.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm definitely going to be in college, but I'm not sure what I'm going to go for. I'm definitely going to play basketball in college, though.
Facts.
Dope. Anybody else?
Nate?
What you going to do?
I don't know.
5 years, bro.
Yeah, I don't.
Try to be a wrestler.
No, it's beautiful.
Definitely. I don't really know where I'm going to be.
Only time
but
tells.
I know that it's going to be in a good place.
I'm looking forward to being in college.
Yeah, definitely I am. I just want to, like, make sure that I'm in the right place and do the right things at the right time. So that's why opportunity for me is important. That's one of the biggest things for me, especially with this radio show. Opportunity is one of the biggest things that has been granted to all of us to get our youth voices and our voices out there while we can. And just like this platform. So, yeah.
I got one last question, all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're taking a road trip. It's going to be a long one. You have the aux cord. What's the first song you're going to play and why?
Something sad, and because I'm always depressed.
Song sad because you like...
I like to be in my feelings, honestly.
Sometimes it's a good thing. The other thing, one song I'd probably play is probably Polo G and Juice WRLD featuring the Kid LAROI, Hate the Other Side. That's just a song that's really good. And it's just like a song to just sit there and vibe to, you know, like just in a van with a couple of homies, just chilling, going downstate, something, just chilling.
Know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
Let me see. I'll probably say, I don't want to mispronounce his name. Okay. You say his name
Tusi,
better.
Tusi.
Yeah, probably something like that.
Tusi
is really good.
Okay. What about the young lady that's in the building?
I would probably play something that's like a singing song, probably by A Boogie though.
A Boogie? Yo, A Boogie is
valid.
No cap.
Valid.
So listen, the reason why I asked you guys these questions is that's the fun part about radio. See, the fun part about radio is that the whole time when you're interviewing me, maybe people want to know about you. So that's why I kind of flipped it a little bit, you know, and as far as your 5-year plan, if you don't have one, make one. And even if you don't reach it, you have a goal. You have to have something in sight. And I love the fact that you guys are saying college and trade, but it's not just getting to college. It's getting to college and knowing what you want to do when you get there. And I like I said, I respect you guys a lot. I want to have you guys on our show so you can see how we do things. Actually, I'll set a date for you guys, and you guys can come on and chop it up with us. We have a lot of fun. A lot of fun. But I thank you guys for having me. If you have any more questions for me, like I said, I'll answer them live. I have no problem with that. But you guys are doing a great job, and much respect to you.
Definitely, I want to say thank you for being on today.
Yeah,
it's really it's good to hear from other radio shows and people who've been on radio shows with people who also, like, we can relate to on a personal level. It's just like when you have those people who you can relate to and people who understand you, it's good to be around those types of people who have, like, good vibes and everything like that. And it's just like who you surround yourself with is important and will also help you, like, who's going to help benefit you and help you succeed in this world. So that's something I also want to put out there. Messages, guys? Anyone?
No, not really.
It was a fun show.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, in fact, I like the interview.
Good. But,
Nate? Got anything just to add on, just quick?
Oh. Thanks for listening to us.
Yo, I like Nate.
Definitely.
Yo, Nate, I'm going to have you on the show, man. When we get done with you, bro, you're going to be different, man. You're going to be talking.
Definitely. Facts, facts.
Yeah, like, it would be cool, like, if we do, like, the whole cameo thing. We showed up on your show.
We showed up on y'all show, right? It would be fire.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I want to get interviewed.
We should arrange that for next Friday.
Nah, bro, we don't do Fridays. We do Wednesdays.
Wednesdays? We can arrange that for you guys' radio show.
You got a calendar?
Yeah, actually, we do. We have it right behind my head.
Yeah, what? Tell me that. What, today is what, the 9th?
Yeah.
The ninth.
Two Wednesdays out.
Oh yeah, this is September. We have our calendar still in September. That's weird.
But
what's two Wednesdays out? I'm gonna look it up.
December.
I'm gonna have y'all on. Y'all gonna come on and y'all gonna chill with us. And you know what? I'm gonna do this for y'all. I'm gonna say it live on here. Not only am I gonna have y'all on, I'm gonna give y'all a segment on our show.
Hey. Let's go.
That means that we're gonna have you on as guests, and then I'm gonna let you take over the show. I'm gonna give y'all how many co-hosts y'all got? Four?
Four.
I'm gonna give you each 5 minutes to do your thing. So I'm gonna give you 20 minutes. I'll give you 30 minutes for a segment. So y'all could do a Clubhouse radio segment on a Drive Time radio show.
That would be really cool.
With no music, because I wanna hear y'all talk.
Definitely.
But sadly to cut you off, we gotta get into shout outs.
Yes, sir. So let me just flip the page quick. So, as you guys know, this is a sad, sad time because we're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you're 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for a radio workshop online or in person at the Casco Youth Clubhouse every Friday at 4:30 p.m., Also, you can contact us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. We also welcome your feedback, questions, or ideas for our shows. We're going to finish with shout-outs. Big thank you to Wayfarm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Shout-out to the Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. Also, shout-out to our production team, DJ Shaw Money, our sound engineer. Shout-out to Drive Time Radio, everyone on there. Shout out to the mayor of Hudson and shout out to Vern for being on today. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
So, you see your time, see your watch, see your clock, see your phone. And so, it's time to go. We love y'all. See y'all next week, Friday.
We gonna catch
y'all. Peace.
Yep,
see you later.
Pool and they greased up. Police in my city, man. I keep their pockets greased up. Me and Capo trying to leave our mark and piece of Easter. Ain't nobody making too much money, y'all the beast. But I beef a rapper, cause I'm never with the sweet stuff. Shawty came from Mexico, she know she got the sweet stuff. Hey, ain't gotta respect, just gotta accept. I put that top left, I love my Crody to death. Hype Williams, Lil X. If he don't say it direct, could give a f-
all in my jeans, yeah. And they racks in my jeans. Okay. Diamonds all in my teeth, I call up the dentist. Gotta go your back, I threw them racks in. Every time I'm home, you know I went to Billin. I just do these bills in my car. Shawty just pulled up just to get I only want top, yeah, for sure. And I know I'm on top, but I want more.
Remember I used to sleep on the floor. Now every day I rock Christian Dior. Now every day I gotta pull me a four. Now every day I gotta pull me a four. I spent a 100K last night in New York. I spent a 100K next day I was born. Yeah, that lead truck got numbers on the bar. Yeah, she keep testing my phone, I'm hitting nuts.
Hey, ain't gotta respect, just gotta accept. I put that top left, I love my Cardi to death. Hype Williams, Lil X, if he don't say it direct, give a f.
Okay.
Yo, yo.
This ain't just a song, it's a real song. They ain't running for no responsibilities. I take care of families. I'm embarrassed over this mess that I done caused.
I can go to sleep, I'm paranoid, and it's way too many homicides. Bought 100 slides. The bitch one that she won't cry. Since she told the feel I had another vibe. Broken hearted for my bitch every night. I don't know her name, she wanna have my child. Laughing to the bank, got me running wild. Knowing to the pain, so I keep a smile. Gotta keep it stashed up for the trial. Material intentions gotta play a foul. I'm in rap form like a hyena running wild. Our ops get down. I can't go to sleep, I'm paranoid, and it's way too many homicides. About 100.